We have to go back, Mip, Hauser said. He tried to imagine Yalson running away from the wreckage with a better start than he and Lam had had. He told himself she'd have made it, that when the bomb had gone off, she'd have been far enough away not to be injured by it, and that the ship would finally stop, the metal glacier of wreckage slowing and halting. But how would she or any of the others get off the megaship, if any of them had survived? He tried the shuttle's communicator, but it was as dead as his suits.
You want to raise them, Mip said, shaking his head. You can't raise the dead. I heard them. They cut off while they were running. I was trying to tell them, Mip.
They changed channels, that was all. Didn't you hear, Craiglin? They swapped channels because Lam was shouting so much. Mip crouched in his seat, shaking his head.
I didn't hear that, he said after a moment. That wasn't what I heard. I was trying to tell them about the ice, the size of it, the height.
He shook his head again.
They're dead, Hauser.
They were well away from us, Mip, Hauser said quietly. At least a kilometer. They probably survived. If they were in shadow, if they'd run when we did, they were further back. They're probably alive, Mip. We've got to go back and get them. Mip shook his head.
Can't, Hauser. They must be dead. Even Nysin went off for a walk after you had all gone. Had to leave without him. Couldn't raise him. They must be dead, all of them.
Mip, Hauser said. It wasn't a very big nuke. Mip laughed, then groaned. He shook his head again.
So what? You didn't see that ice, Hauser. It was...
Just then, the shuttle lurched. Hauser looked quickly to the screen, but there was only the glowing light of the cloud they were flying through all around them.
Oh, God, Mip whispered. We're losing it.
What's wrong? Hauser asked. Mip shrugged painfully.
Everything. I think we're dropping. But I've no altimeter, no airspeed indicator, communicator or nav gear, nothing. Running rough because of all these holes and the doors being open.
We're losing height? Hauser asked, looking at Mip. Mip nodded.
You want to start throwing things out? He said. Well, throw things out. Might get us more height.
The shuttle lurched again. You're serious? Hauser said, starting to get out of the seat. Mip nodded.
We're dropping. I'm serious. Damn. Even if we did go back, we couldn't take this thing over the edge wall. Not even with one or two of us, just...
Mip's voice trailed off. Hauser levered himself painfully out of his seat and through the door. In the passenger compartment there was smoke, mist and noise. The hazy light streamed through the doors. He tried to tear the seats from the walls, but they wouldn't move. He looked at Lenny Pobre's broken body and burned face. The shuttle lurched. For a second, Hauser felt lighter inside his suit. He grabbed Lenny Pobre's suit by the arm and hauled the dead youth to the ramp. He pushed the corpse over the ramp and the limp husk fell, vanishing into the mist below. The shuttle banked one way, then the other, almost throwing Hauser off his feet. He found some bits and pieces, a spare suit helmet, a length of thin rope, an AG harness, and a heavy gun tripod. He threw them out. He found a small fire extinguisher. He looked round, but there didn't seem to be any flames, and the smoke hadn't got any worse. He held onto the extinguisher and went through to the flight deck. The smoke appeared to be clearing there too.
How are we doing? He asked.
Mip shook his head.
Don't know.
He nodded at the seat Hauser had been sitting in.
You can unlock that from the deck. Throw it out.
Hauser found the latches securing the seat to the deck. He undid them and dragged the seat through the door to the ramp and threw it out along with the extinguisher.
There are catches on the walls near this bulkhead, Mip called,
then grunted with pain. He went on.
You can detach the wall seats.
Hauser found the catches and pushed first one line of seats, then the other, complete with straps and webbing, along the rails fixed to the shuttle interior until they rolled out, bouncing on the ramp edge and then spinning away into the glowing mist. He felt the shuttle bank again. The door between the passenger compartment and the flight deck slammed shut. Hauser went forward to it. It was locked.
Mip! He shouted.
Sorry, Hauser.
Mip's voice came weakly from the other side of the door.
I can't go back. Craiglin would kill me if he isn't dead already. But I couldn't find them. I just couldn't. It was only luck I saw you.
Mip, don't be crazy. Unlock the door.
Hauser shook it. It wasn't strong. He could break his way through if he had to.
Can't, Hauser. Don't try to force the door. I'll point her nose straight down. I swear it. We can't be that high above the sea anyway. I can hardly keep her flying as it is. If you want, try closing the doors manually. There should be an access panel somewhere on the rear wall.
Mip, for God's sake, where are you going? They're going to blow the place up in a few days. We can't fly forever.
Oh, we'll ditch before that.
Mip's voice came from behind the closed door. He sounded tired.
We'll ditch before they blow the orbital up, Hosa. Don't you worry. This thing's dying.
But where are you going? Hosa repeated, shouting at the door.
Don't know, Hosa. The far side, maybe? Even out? I don't know. Just away.
There was a thump, as though something had fallen to the floor, and Mip cursed.